Thank you for calling XBL. This is Brittany speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Barbara Houston, and I had talked to somebody about a date to come and install my appliances, and
yes, ma'am.
We had to wait until they all got here, so they are all here now.
Yes, ma'am.
So she said call back to let you know when they got here.
Yes, ma'am. Now, Miss Houston,
okay.
Do you have your order number?
Let me see. Let me get my glasses.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, I've got so many papers. Let me see.
Yes, ma'am. I know how it goes. They give you another sheet of paper every time they give you something.
Which one of these numbers is it? I have, okay, maybe that's not the right one. Is this the one that have the installation on it, or just the regular one with all the, well, I bought everything?
If you got the one that has the installation information, whatever you have now, what I'll do is I'll try to look it up by that number and see if we don't get lucky.
Okay. Okay, it says it's a 40488723. No, that's not it. Let me see. I don't think that's it. Billing information, order number. Let's see if this is right.
Yes, ma'am.
WD73057143.
Why? I sure will try. Let's see what we got. That's not it. Let's try another way.
That's not it. Let me see if I can find another one. Okay, installation number one. Let's finish chosen following. Let's just say that the clients here.
Okay. Mrs. Houston, would you mind giving me your
my name, my number?
It just pulled up with some names. Would you mind giving me your address? I'm gonna see if I got the right one.
13613 Amber Dawn Court, Manor, Texas 78653.
Yes, ma'am. I think I got it. That search just takes a while. And I said, well, if she has her order number with her, we can get it faster. Okay. All right. I think this is the right one. Let me double check.
Okay.
Okay, Mrs. Houston, they've actually already rescheduled you. They rescheduled you for June 4th, so next week.
Okay, yeah, that's what I told her, to do it at later, because I didn't know how long it was going to take for the parts to come in.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
So she just said, okay, if they come in sooner, just call me back, and I'll see if it's something sooner.
Okay.
So
I sure will check. Let me see if they have a sooner date. Today is Thursday. Okay. Ooh, no, ma'am. The 4th, we got you locked in on the 4th. If I take you off the 4th, you have to wait until the 9th or the 10th. I don't want to touch it. I'm scared. I don't want to smoke.
Yeah. I'm good.
Yes, ma'am.
You just told me to talk, so I was just doing that. But that's fine. The 4th is fine.
Yes, ma'am. So what's going to happen is, I apologize. They do have you scheduled for the 4th. What's going to happen is you'll get an automated phone call the night before, by at least, it'll probably be in the morning or the day before, but it could be as late as till 9 p.m. But that automated call will give you a 4-hour window to let you know when they're coming. And then the day of, your technician will actually call you about 30 minutes. They try to give you about a 30-minute window when they're en route to you.
Okay. Well, that'll be fine. I'll be here anyway. But, you know, that's good.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
No, that'll be it.
All right. Well, Mrs. Houston,
okay.
Thank you for speaking with me here at XBO, and you have a fantastic evening.
Thank you. You too.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.